You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, and we'd like to invite you out to our services. If you're new to the area or do not have a church, we would love to have you come and join us and be a part of what God is doing. Also want to say thank you today to the folks at Treasure Your Landscape. Treasure Your Landscape, their phone number is 321-749-1432. They're a licensed and insured family business. They're based here in Brevard County in Merritt Island. They've got over two decades of experience in the landscaping business. They have a full array of products, which include artificial turf, premium putting greens, landscaping services, paver installation, installing and managing drains and downspouts, water features, landscape lighting, landscape repair. Their goal is to provide whatever is necessary to transform your outdoor area into a space that your family will treasure, and you can go online and see some of the beautiful projects that, they have done if you are so inclined. If you'd like to see something up close and personal, you can drive by Merritt Assembly of God and you can see the work that they have done there. They are not a one-and-done type of company. After the cold weather that came through here several weeks ago, Dan reached out and he said, "Hey, can you send me some pictures to see how your landscaping fared during the cold snap?" They have a Space Coast Nursery up on North Courtney Parkway, north of the Barge Canal, 3880 North Courtney Parkway, Merritt Island, Florida. They're open Monday through Saturday, 8 to 5. Their phone number there is 321-452-5565. If you've lost some plants due to the cold weather, you can see all that they have to offer up there. And they can help you to figure out what may survive better the next time, what will be able to replace that. They may have the exact thing that got damaged that can be replaced. Great people. They love Jesus. They love helping people make their yards something that they enjoy to be in, not something that they just have surrounding their house. Treasure Your Landscape, 321-749-1432. Love Jesus, friends of the Refresh radio program, and we are thankful for their friendship. So we're going to go back to Matthew chapter 9 today. I didn't get all the way through the things that Jesus saw that moved him with compassion. So we're going to resume that today. It's just a few verses that we're going to read. Verses 35 through 38, "And Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues, preaching the gospel of the kingdom, and healing every sickness and every disease among the people. But when he saw the multitudes, he was moved with compassion for them, because they were weary and scattered like sheep, having no shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, 'The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest.'" And so that's where we're going to begin talking today. Jesus was ministering. He looked out and he saw a crowd, but he doesn't just see a crowd. He sees individuals. And when he looked out there, he was prompted to act and act with the love of God. And so he saw that the crowd that was there was a crowd that was tired. And maybe that's you today. And if so, I want you to know that Jesus has enough strength for the both of us. He's got the strength for himself. He's got the strength for the entirety of the body of Christ. He is a God who is moved with compassion. And his strength is more than enough to compensate for our weakness. He also saw that they were scattered. And I didn't get to finish because of the time frame yesterday. Not only were they disconnected, but the word that is used there for scattered meant that they were thrown down or thrown away. They were discarded or put down. So it wasn't just that they were scattered. They were dejected. They were discouraged. They were tired. And, you know, the one that gets me there is thrown away. We live in such a disposable society that things that are worth fixing oftentimes don't get fixed simply because they can be replaced for less cost than they can be repaired. Now, that's one thing when you're talking about things. It's an entirely different problem when you're talking about people. I will tell you this, the demands of ministry rarely cease. And you're talking about ministering to people. And if we're not careful when it comes to ministry, and I, what I'm getting ready to describe to you is not my ministry philosophy. That what happens is many times people will hire people who are young and energetic, and they want that. I mean, they've got these dreams that they want to see happen, and the demands of ministry continue, and they never stop. And if you're not careful, people get burned out, and they get burned up, and then they, whenever they get tired or become exhausted, or maybe they're broken, then a lot of times, rather than dealing with hurting people, churches have the mindset, well, I've just got to find somebody else who can do this. If you can't do this, we've just got to keep churning and keep going and all of this sort of stuff. And my philosophy has never been that. I'm driven. I want to see the lost come to know Jesus. But my pastoral philosophy is not to have the sheep experience burnout, but to make sure that I take care of the sheep as well. And so if a person needs, you know, has needs in their own individual life, then I want to make sure that those needs are met. That's why when I talk to you that Merit Assembly of God exists to be a blessing to God, to be a blessing to our family, to be a blessing to our church, and to be a blessing to community. The only way that you can be a blessing is if at first you've allowed God to bless you. That's Genesis chapter 12. I will bless you and make you a blessing. So if there's anyone that's listening today and, you know, you can remember a time like Psalm 42 when you can say, I remember when I used to lead the procession, lead the praise, lead the worship, lead the prayer time. I was there every time the doors were opened, and now you've experienced the trauma of ministry, and maybe you feel a little scattered. I want you to know that Jesus sees you and he's moved with compassion and he wants to invite you back into connection with not just him, but with the body of Christ, not in a overwhelming fashion, but in a healthy and holy relationship. If you're listening and you do not have a church, and it's because you've experienced the type of trauma that I'm talking about, I'd like to invite you to Merit Assembly of God. One of the things that we have been through the years, where we don't have 100% successful rate at it, but it has always been something that we have tried to do, and that is we try to minister to people who've been hurt and wounded and get them to a place of health and vibrancy and see the joy of the Lord return in their life. And so that's the way that Jesus saw the crowd. And if you find yourself there, we would love to help minister to you and see the joy of your salvation return full force. He saw that they were sheep that needed a shepherd. They were scattered like sheep having no shepherd. I have a presbyter who prays for me, who talks to me, who checks on me. I try not to be the person that only communicates with him when I have a problem, but I like to share with him when I have successes. Besides that, I have a district superintendent who serves as my pastor. That's how I call him. I call him my pastor. And my kids are all in ministry. My daughter and her family serve with us. My son and his family serve at the Assembly God Church in Cocoa. I've got another daughter that serves her church up in the Jacksonville area. And my pastor, my superintendent, was up there, and she went up and introduced herself and said, "Just want you to know, I'm Bob Arthurs is my dad." And what blessed her was he knew who I was, made comments about us. And, you know, I remember there was a time when my wife was having surgery, and I called to let them know so that they would pray. And he called me while I was sitting in her hospital room before she had surgery. And he said, "Bob, I'm so sorry." Now, this guy has over 300 churches. And he and his wife called and they said, I'm so sorry that I'm not going to be able to make it over there to pray with her. I'm too far away. I can't get there. But I wanted to pray with you over the phone. I wanted to let you know that we're watching out for you." That's the type of pastor that I have. I have some people that I grew up under that they encouraged me when I was down, gave me opportunities to serve when no one else did. I consider them valuable treasures. And the way that I have been blessed by some of the ministers in my life, not all of them, I know what it's like to be scattered because of what's happened with church leadership. I know what that's like, but that doesn't govern my life. I've had some great pastors. And you might see headlines about pastors who miss the mark, some of them pretty badly. But I want to assure you that most of the pastors that I know are doing their best to serve God for the glory of God and trying to serve people so that they have healthy relationships with God. I don't know them all real well, but I do know a lot of them. And if you're in if you're in a church with a great pastor that preaches the Word of God and loves people, when you start celebrating the blessings of God, don't forget to count that one, because that is a tremendous blessing. Shepherds are not just interested in the flock. They're interested in the individual sheep. And so a shepherd protects the sheep. A shepherd feeds the sheep, cares for the sheep's health. A pastor makes sure that you are under the authority of Jesus Christ. A shepherd knows each sheep, knows them intimately, knows their history, knows their name. They know the sheep, and the sheep know the shepherd. The shepherd keeps the sheep calm, keeps the sheep safe, keeps the sheep healthy, and he instructs the sheep. I've seen some amazing videos of shepherds that they have the relationship with the sheep that they will not respond to any other voice other than to the voice of the shepherd. So I don't look at the men who are pastors over me. I don't look at them as a burden. I look at them as a blessing. And that's what I try and do for the people at Merit Assembly of God. I mean, I have responsibilities. I have things that are mandatory that I have to do, but I also try and have relationship with as many people as I can at the church. Now, I have the ability to hear stories of what's going on in one family and merging that with stories of going on with other families. That's not intentional. I try and do my best to keep up with not just the people who are coming to church, but their extended family. So right now, there's a lady in our church. She's got family that comes to visit. And every time I hear about that family, it brings a smile to my face, because I remember seeing the smile that one of her granddaughters had on her face, you know, whenever they would come to visit the church. I can still tell you her name right now. And I know that growing up in the age of social media is very hard on girls. And so I pray for that young lady growing up in such a time as this. Make sure, if you're a parent that's listening to this, make sure that your children see you praying for your pastor more than they see you complaining about their pastor. I hope they never hear you complaining about your pastor. Because if they see a healthy relationship with the church and with the church leadership, then they'll grow up and they'll have a healthy relationship there as well. You might be going to a church that has a phenomenal preacher, but I want to ask you, are they a pastor or are they just a speaker, just a preacher? He didn't say that they were sheep without a speaker. They said they were sheep without a shepherd. You need a pastor. Make sure that you're not just following a crowd. Make sure that you are following the shepherd. He also looked out and he saw that there was a harvest. When he saw the crowd, he looked at them as souls that the Father had plans for, that they were kingdom assets, not kingdom liabilities. And so the harvest is great, not only in quantity, but it is great in quality. And I pray that we will never get the values of the kingdom out of order, where we look at people as tools and things as treasure. I pray that we will always recognize that God gives us things as tools to reach the treasure of souls, because Jesus died on the cross for people, not things. You got things, great. They're tools. Your house is a tool. Your vehicles are tools. Your possessions are all tools that can make a difference in someone's life for all of eternity. So, he saw an abundant harvest. He also saw that there was a need for laborers. He says, the harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. I do make this joke that there are many people who think that the church magically cleans itself, that the trash cans that are filled just suddenly have a new trash bag liner in it, that toilets get cleaned all by themselves. They live their life as if there's no recognition that it actually takes people to do the things that are not, that are needed to be done to make sure that the harvest of souls can take place. Nursery needs to be cleaned. The carpet needs to be vacuumed. The sound system, the worship, all of that requires people who are willing to say, when God says there's this need that needs to take place, this ministry that needs to be done, and all of it takes people who will say, here I am. I'm available. There's a statistic that says roughly 80% of the ministry is done by 15 to 20% of the people. And that there are a lot of people who never lead a person to Christ, never do anything to help propagate the ministry of the Father in any community. That is true in big churches. It is true in small churches. I'm thankful that I believe our percentages would probably be a little bit higher than that. But I want to encourage you, if you're attending church, cause your pastor to have a little bit of a moment where he says, what? and say, Pastor, is there anything that I can do? One of the things I guarantee you can do is you can pray. But there's probably also things that you can do. Whenever I have a guest speaker, it frees me up to either catch up on some things that have been overlooked or neglected, or it allows me to do some things that could be done by other people, but now I've got a little bit of time and I can take care of that. So there is always the need for laborers, and don't expect that there's just somebody sitting out there that's going to take care of it. If God causes you to see it, then be willing to be moved with compassion to meet that need. And then the last thing that I want to share with you here that Jesus saw because he was moved with compassion was he was moved because he saw the need for prayer. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into the harvest field. And so, Merit Assembly of God's prayed that prayer for years. We've had a need for musicians, and we still have a new need for musicians. One of the things that I've expressed to our congregation is I don't understand why churches abandoned choirs. We keep praying for people who would come in and would, if we had enough people who were willing to sing, I would encourage our worship program to have a choir. You say, well, that's so antiquated. Well, it was ministry. And what happens is when people are involved in ministry, they invite more people to come to church. It is just a reality. Everybody can pray. And when you pray, I will tell you this, in I believe it's the Gospel of Luke, he says, pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into the harvest field. Go ye therefore. When God causes us to see something and we start praying over it, what happens a lot of times is God says, I'm so glad that you saw that because you're the answer to that prayer request. Make sure that you are part of the prayer ministry at your church. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to go to a particular meeting, but that you are praying the Lord of the harvest. If you don't have a church, would you pray for us? Would you pray that we would have musicians that come? We've got a technological solution, but man, their technology is no substitute for people. And would you pray that we have more workers that would come, that would take the gospel out into the community, that we're thankful that we've got someone that's ministering to youth now and young adults, but there are so much more. There's nursing homes that need to be ministered to. There are so many ministries that are out there that our church, and I know a lot of other churches, are willing to say yes to. The only thing that's missing are the laborers. Would you join us in praying that God would send laborers, not just to Merit Assembly of God, but throughout all of Brevard County, because there are souls here waiting to hear that Jesus loves them. See you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.